Carl Jung believed that a precise diagnosis could, in and of itself, spontaneously launch the healing process. Your mind and your spirit, your psycho-spiritual wellness is very much dependent upon the messages playing in your interior monologues, your imaginary dialogues, and the messages that get communicated through your relationships with other people. My name is Slade Robertson. For over 10 years, I've been a professional intuitive counselor and the author of the blog Shift Your Spirits, where I try to write about spirituality with fewer hearts and flowers than most New Age blather. I also mentor emerging intuitives, psychics, and healers in a program called Automatic Intuition. And today, I want to talk about how your ego spins messages like a DJ. The whole point of psychoanalysis and talk therapy is to identify, to become conscious of what messages are playing within you, how they got there, who authored them, where they came from, and when you either chose to adopt them or had them forced on you. You were not born with any of the messages that are currently playing in your mind. Absolutely everything you say to yourself about yourself was written by someone else. Your words are not original. They're always repeated. Even if you have an original thought, it must be expressed or translated into language, and language can be broken down into basic parts which you did not invent. Even if your ordering of words or your unique literary device has never been expressed in quite the same way before by anyone else on earth, the building blocks of the language itself, the vocabulary, the words, the letters, the phonemes, are inherited from an enormous collective culture that has traveled to you across thousands of generations of humanity. You downloaded these messages. You absorbed them. You parrot them. You either consciously hear them and take them within you, or you unconsciously become infected with them as mind viruses. These messages and fragments of everyone else's opinions and beliefs become a part of your own mental database, your own interior library, your own sound collection. These messages have the capacity to organize around archetypal energy patterns and become voices with a capital V, personae with whom you develop ongoing, persistent relationships. Now, if you've worked with my book, The Money Shift, then you're already familiar with how this phenomenon plays out regarding the voice of your abundance archetype. Similar relationships are taking place with any number of archetypes, beliefs, issues, your self-esteem, your inner child, your saboteur, your rebel, your artist. You can investigate absolutely any relationship you have with any template or archetypal energetic pattern within your psyche and begin to make conscious choices about the conversations you are allowing to play. Think of the music or MP3 library on your computer or your smartphone. Although you call these songs yours, and they're very representative of who you are as a person, on some level, of course, you're aware that you did not write, sing, play, or record any of these songs. You have the capacity to identify these songs and their artists as separate from you, even as you employ them to assist you in expressing your thoughts and emotions. When you listen to your music collection, you have no problem behaving as an active director, even a tyrant, in choosing what you want to hear in that moment. You repeat your favorites obsessively. You will skip a song you don't want to hear. You may even delete one you never want to hear again. You make choices according to present energetic requirements to chill out, to get yourself revved up and moving, to have a good cry, to dance around the room. You adjust the volume to appropriate circumstances. You can even shut the whole thing off. It's relatively easy for you to identify the songs, messages, voices you love in the context of your literal music collection. You know who's singing. You know the lyrics by heart. You know when the song was released. You can recall the time you heard it, where you were, what you were doing, who you were with. You can do the same thing with the songs that get on your nerves and drive you nuts, yet you have no problem avoiding them or ignoring them when you want to. Now, approach this metaphor as it relates to your self-talk, the inner monologues and dialogues of voices messages, and beliefs that you allow to play in your mind every day of your life. It's interesting how you unconsciously assume you don't have the same power of choice. Notice how the negative voices seem to get so much more airplay as opposed to being shut down or avoided. Why is that? You were not born hearing and believing and identifying with these words: asshole, bitch, fag, fat, lazy, slut, stupid, ugly. Every single one of those came from somewhere outside of you. So here's what I want you to think about. What are some of the messages and the voices you have downloaded that cause you pain or hold you back? Who are the original authors? Who introduced you to these messages? Where were you when you first heard them? Your internal mind chatter feels much more like some god-awful Muzak channel you are forced to listen to and have no control over. The gentle, supportive, loving voices of your spirit are outnumbered, they're drowned out. Are you just waiting and hoping one of those nice songs will come on sooner or later? Who says you can't delete the ones that aren't serving you, or at least skip over them when you hear their opening strains and just jump to one that brings you power and joy? Your ego is an obnoxious DJ. It has taken over the playlist, endlessly spinning a heavy rotation of fear-based tunes. Observe this station carefully, consciously. Diagnose where these voices and their messages came from. Acknowledge that they were never started as yours. They came from somewhere externally, and you internalize them. This kind of identification is the first step in consciously separating from the voices that are not you, were never you, and no longer serve you. Thanks for listening to this episode of Shift Your Spirits. You can subscribe to this podcast in iTunes or Stitcher or whatever app you use to access podcasts. If you're new to podcasts, it's that purple button on your iPhone. Click it, search for Shift Your Spirits, and hit subscribe. Also, since this is a new podcast, it would help me out if you would rate the show in iTunes and leave me a review. Share it on social media, tell your friends about it. It would make a huge difference to my efforts here, and I would be extremely grateful. If you'd like to get a reading with me or download a free guided meditation, please go to sladeroberson.com. And if you're interested in my professional intuitive training program, check out automaticintuition.com, where you can preview the attunement portion of the course for free. And for show notes and links, visit shiftyourspirits.com. I'll talk to you later.